Dr. Christopher Cook, who does the orchestral program at Drury University in their music department. He is also the music director of the Springfield Drury Civic Orchestra and music director of Springfield Regional Opera. Well, the opera is opening their fall season with a actually doing an entire season in tribute to the 100th anniversary of the birth of Leonard Bernstein, but opening up this week with one of Bernstein's well-known, it's well-known name-wise, I would say, but it's not, you don't see it that often. It's basically a Broadway, what I call a Broadway-style musical in a lot of ways, called Trouble in Tahiti.
Yes, and first of all, thank you so much for having me on the program, Randy.
Absolutely.
Trouble in Tahiti is one of the two pieces that will be opening our SRO season this year. I should mention we're also doing the Samuel Barber micro opera, Hand of Bridge.
Maybe it's one of the shortest operas ever written. What is it, about 10 minutes?
It's about 10 minutes long, and it's literally about people playing a hand of bridge. following that, the Trouble in Tahiti is a really interesting work because musically speaking, I think you could very much argue that Trouble in Tahiti is the seed for West Side Story. It's got a lot of the same music stylistically, and Bernstein was, you know, fresh off of his first and second symphonies around the time or thinking about them when he was writing Trouble in Tahiti. So it's kind of jazzy. You can hear Copland and Gershwin and then just, you know, the kind of jazz that Bernstein was hearing in his own life. And it is. It's something between an opera and a musical. It doesn't really have dialogue, so it's 95% an opera, but it's got a feel and a style that's just 100% Bernstein.
Well, tell us about the plot.
Trouble in Tahiti is about a married couple with a young child who are essentially trying to figure out how to love each other again. And it's set against the backdrop of post-World War II American, I guess, affluence. You know, that there probably have been few times in history where a country was as powerful or wealthy as we were right after World War II.
Right.
And that, you know, technology was exploding, incomes were exploding.
The atomic age.
The atomic age and suburbia and the idea of you could have, you know, you followed this one set of rules and you would have all of these wonderful things.
Right.
And of course, you know, that was also the beginning of a lot of the dissatisfaction and disaffectation that we all experience with, I'm doing this, I have this money, but my life feels empty. It feels meaningless despite my wonderful picket fence and my house and my 1.5 children.
Yes. You should say they don't live in Tahiti. The term Tahiti is being basically used, you might say Trouble in Paradise might almost have been an equally effective title.
Yes. And so it's got a double meaning. It's a play on words, and it's also there's a movie that is discussed that's sort of part of the action, which is called Trouble in Tahiti, which is one of the many kind of juxtapositions of expectation versus the reality of their lives. So it's essentially this day in the life of this couple, and they are the main characters, and we have the wonderful Anne-Marie Wilcox-Dane and Chris Thompson, both from Missouri State University, who are Sam and Dinah, our couple. And then there's a trio. It's essentially a sort of a jazz trio that functions—
Kind of a jazz Greek chorus.
A jazz Greek chorus. And they come in, and like a Greek chorus, they comment on the action, but they also present this really ironic, overly upbeat, you know, Bernstein described it kind of as a commercial. It's like there's sort of this commercial jingle that's going on that is commenting.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Right, exactly. Now in Technicolor.
that too.
And it's really interesting, just the jazziness of the music and the really heartfelt conflict between Sam and Dinah, and then this sort of overly glossy, overly optimistic doo-woppy music that comes from the trio, and it's a lot of stuff in a small package.
Because Trouble in Tahiti isn't that long a piece either.
No, it's all told with all the moving around and things. You know, Trouble in Tahiti is just just a little over an hour. And Hand of Bridge is, you know, somewhere around the 15-minute mark. So it's, you know, for an evening of opera, it's not, you know, it's not the 2.5-hour affair that it usually is. And it's like a multivitamin. There's so much that's going to happen Friday evening. So many different things, so many different styles and emotions, though. And we're very much looking forward to it.
Do you find that it seems dated at all as far as not just the subject matter, but the way it's approached? With that irrepressible 1950s post-war America theme that's going on?
I think that's a really interesting question. Like so much art, especially anything that's just kind of out of our immediate cultural universe, sometimes the datedness of it makes it all the more powerful and poignant. So I think...
Think Mad Men.
The nature in which Sam and Dinah express their feelings and thoughts.
And it's not Sam and Diane from Cheers.
Right.
That's a different couple altogether.
Exactly.
Who had just as many problems.
Exactly, too. Yeah. It's not all, you know, the way they come at each other feels older, but the things behind it are very relevant
and universal.
The time. And the theme of it, you know, I think we are, you know, one way you could look at it is on the one hand, in the 1950s, America was truly flush with optimism, with money, with power. Now we're living in an age where we are flush with almost an overwhelming way of interacting with one another, with electronic media and social and digital media. And we really haven't yet figured out how to do that and how to be a community. And at the same time, we are actually dealing with a different phase of, I guess you could call it phase of empire, where, you know, America is still a very powerful nation, but we are no longer feeling like we are incredibly wealthy. We have a different set of struggles ahead of us. And so our vision of the good life, the perfect life, has changed, but is still there influencing us. And I think for some people, it can be very stressful to face the reality of what life is like with how we thought it was going to be.
How does A Hand of Bridge by Samuel Barber fit into this picture?
Hand of Bridge is, from a thematic standpoint, it's a completely unrelated piece. In terms of the feel of the music itself, when it was composed, kind of sitting around a Formica bridge table, being kind of in a 1950s living room, it feels right. It feels like it's in the same cultural universe as Trouble in Tahiti. Yeah. And the other part of it is, we have these four characters in Hand of Bridge. Essentially, they're playing bridge, but they're just basically going off in all different directions, each of them. And so, again, it's this juxtaposition between what is actually happening.
Mundane everyday activity.
Right. And what's going on in the minds of the people participating.
So who are your cast members in Hand of Bridge?
We have Andrew Curtis, who is also part of the jazz trio in Trouble in Tahiti. Mm-hmm. Andy Finney and Shannon Day, who are also part of the jazz trio in Trouble in Tahiti. And then Angela Holland, who is only performing in Hand of Bridge that evening.
All right. And there's just the one show, Friday night, 7:30 p.m. in Clara Thompson Hall at Drury. And seating in there is relatively limited.
Yes.
So if you haven't picked up tickets yet, you can also get season tickets for SRO's 2018-2019 full season. Visit sropera.org or call their office at 863-1960.
Very good. And we'll have tickets just for that event are on 417-TICKS. And of course, at the door, it's also possible to buy admission there.
All right. Christopher Cook conducting the opening production of Springfield Regional Opera's 2018-2019 season with Samuel Barber's A Hand of Bridge and Leonard Bernstein's Trouble in Tahiti. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.